Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Steve Maxson and Doris Park of MaxCast in Kelowna about a project they're working on. This is part one of a two-part interview.
We've been commissioned to make a statue of Hayden Fry, and it's going to go on Hayden Fry Way in Coralville. It's a life-size bronze statue.
And how did you come up with the design for this, or was it submitted?
Well,
we're working on it. We haven't got it nailed down yet.
What's the process of trying to come up with a design? I know when it's going to be three-dimensional, it's quite a bit different than if you're just having a drawing or a painting.
Right. Well, we generally start out with doing some drawings of the client suggests the pose they want and the age of the person. And
we try to let them make as many decisions as possible. So,
right.
Although if they leave it to us, then we make them. But they have to decide, you know, some of the things. Of course, some of them are money dependent. But
and are there any certain requests for this project?
They want this to be, I think, around 1982, and they don't want the mustache, and they do want the sunglasses, and they want the baseball cap with the tiger hawk on it with scrambled eggs on the bill. Oh, they've sent us some pictures of the outfit that he's supposed to be wearing, these white polyester pants with Hawkeye on the leg, and a certain kind of athletic shoes that he was wearing back then. So I've been searching eBay for all this stuff, and I found some similar items to pose our model in.
Very interesting.
We have to do a lot of research, and we have to get all those decisions made, and we acquire things. We get the outfit, and you know, and we pose someone in it and photograph them, so that we can get all the 360 degree views of the outfit, the person, the way it looks in that pose, you know, where the wrinkles are going to go on his pants or anything, you know. You have to do the back and the front. And
right.
Yeah. A lot more goes into it than you would think before you even start to sculpt.
Right,
yes.
Right.
We also compile sometimes hundreds of photographs.
And the next thing after we do a drawing is we make a miniature of the statue. We make a maquette, that's what it's called. Once they've decided on the pose, then we make that maquette. We might make a gesture maquette that would be just a really sort of simple thing. And then once that's nailed down, we make a more accurate maquette model of the thing. And then if they okay that, then we move on to the full-scale clay.
And sometimes we do a small bust or something, so we figure out how to shape his features and how to make him look right, you know, the portraiture part.
When you get to the full size, can you walk us through that process?
We have to make a sort of a skeleton, an armature for it, first of all. With a standing figure, we usually have a three-point stance, so we'd have like a pipe going into his back. So if he just had a two-point stance, he tends to rock, and that's a bad thing. You don't want the thing wiggling. So we have like a pipe going in the back with a third leg coming down, and then the legs going on up. And then we build up that steel armature with usually plywood, and then we start adding styrofoam to that. And then we whittle that down to the point where we can start adding clay to it.
Pretty much create the shape of the anatomy in styrofoam, then apply clay to that. I mean, we have to work from the inside out, and we take measurements, a lot of measurements.
Yeah, this is the first time we've done a live person. It's always been somebody who's been deceased, sometimes for over 100 years. So we actually got some measurements from Hayden Fry. We had him. We made a list of measurements that he could hear his wife could take, and so I've got some actual figures on him.
And have you had a chance to speak with him about this?
We spoke with him, I think it was September 4th in Coralville during Fridays. We went up to his room in the Marriott and talked to him.
Yeah, he was very nice.
Yeah, real
very charming
guy.
Fellow. Kind of a crusty gentleman. But
yeah, right. Yeah, he wanted it to be up high enough so the dogs couldn't pee on his legs. Yes. He didn't want it to look like Elvis Presley or Humphrey Bogart. We assured him that it would look like him.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will.
So once you have the life-size statue in clay, what happens next?
Then we make a rubber mold on that. We use a two-part urethane rubber, and then we have to we just sort of paint that on, and then we have a thixotropic stuff. It's like ground up polyester that we mix in with the rubber, and then we can mix that up to just about the consistency of peanut butter, and we can trowel that on over the painted on layer. Mm-hmm. We try to build it up to about a quarter inch thick, after we've got that rubber mold on the whole thing, and we sort of decide where our parting lines are going to be, because it's not going to be all in one piece. We're going to cast the, like, the legs, arms, and maybe the lower torso, upper torso.
We build up the rubber into a sort of a ridge where we're going to cut it in the after we take it off, or when we're taking it off. We shim that with pieces of cut tin, and we'll put those shims in, and then we'll build up our mother mold with the shim strip sticking out. Then we'll take it apart.
We use a urethane plastic for the mother mold. Sometimes we put fiberglass in that to reinforce it so it's even lighter. But we try to make a light mother mold, so because we slush cast wax in these things, so we kind of have to slosh them around, lift them up and slosh them around to get the wax to a quarter inch thick. And the thickness of the wax is what the thickness of the metal is going to be. So this is a lost wax process. So once we have that rubber mold done, we can start making the waxes, and then we make, you know, arms and legs and heads and cast those all separately, and then we cut them off and start putting them together, welding them together.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Steve Maxson and Doris Park of MaxCast in Kelowna. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.